Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this Wednesday, we have Big Stone Therapies, fifth Wednesday of the month. And with us in the studio is Susan Clark. Hi, Susan, how are you?
Hi, doing great.
We've done this one time before, but it was over the phone, right?
Yes, that's right.
You and Matt was in the studio and you were on the phone, right?
Yep, I'm glad to be in the studio instead.
It's a little different that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, and we've got an interesting subject to talk about. But first of all, maybe some of our listeners don't know who you are. Why don't you introduce us, Susan? Your family and your education, hometown girl, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, my name is Susan Clark. I'm a physical therapist assistant, and I graduated in 2001 from physical therapy school at Lake Area.
Oh, okay, awesome.
And then I was a 1997 graduate at Acaparal. So we moved away for a few years.
Okay.
And then came back to Madison. We wanted to raise our family here. And it's community here, and you feel safe here. So yep. I convinced my husband to move back. So
where was he from? Eric, is it?
Yep, Eric okay. Is my husband, and he is from Marietta.
Okay.
And so we graduated together at Acaparal. And now he works for the post office.
Okay.
He's a rural carrier. Right. And then he still does some side carpentry jobs, too.
Okay.
And then we have three kiddos. Tayden is in 10th grade. And Riley, our two daughters, Riley and Chelsea. Riley's in 7th grade, and Chelsea's in 4th grade.
Okay, so that keeps you busy as a mom?
Very busy. Yes, they're busy kids, so we love it.
Full-time job and a full-time mom, right?
Right, yeah.
And wife, I should say.
Yeah.
There you go. So how long have you been at Big Stone Therapies? You said you were been a therapist for 20-some years.
Yep, it's 21 years.
Okay.
And then we came back in 2007. So I'll let you do the math. I'm okay. Not sure how long I've been with Big Stone Therapies, but since 2007.
Okay, good. All right, so Susan, what is our subject we're going to talk about today?
So we are talking about myofascial release.
What?
That is a big word, isn't it?
It's
a mouthful. Yeah.
What in the world is that?
Well, I learned about it through a student. We had a physical therapy assistant student, my coworker Hannah and I. That was like a couple years ago. And he came to our clinic with this skill that he learned at a previous clinical experience from some other therapist. And he started getting patients better with this technique that I've never seen anyone ever do before. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? How are you getting everyone better? And so he was giving me some tips about it. And then he actually came with a brochure. And he said, hey, there's a class coming up in a couple weeks in Fargo, North Dakota. Would you be interested in going? Because you really seem interested in this. And I said, you know, let me look at my schedule and I'll see if I got that weekend open. And I was the only one in our department that had that weekend open. Otherwise, I think some other of my coworkers would have went, but it was a 3-day course, and there was about probably 75 other therapists in a conference room at a hotel.
Okay.
And we learned this technique, myofascial release, and actually there's different types of myofascial releases, but we learned the technique from John Barnes. He is a physical therapist and manual therapist. He's about 80 years old right now.
Oh, wow.
So he's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I guess.
He graduated in 1960 from the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And so he started developing this technique probably about 10 years into his career. And he started figuring it out on his own because he had an injury himself that he was struggling to get better with traditional therapy, chiropractor, acupuncture,
okay. Yep.
And ultimately needed surgery. Well, after back surgery, he still wasn't at the level that he wanted to be at. So he continued to research and figure out how he can heal himself.
Mm.
And then he started using it on his patients. And then his patients started getting better. He started getting better. So then he started creating as an instructor, and he's trained over 100,000 therapists so far.
Wow.
And counting.
Okay. All right. I'm going to back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the problem that people have with this? And
So I'll explain
what's the name again?
I'll explain what myofascial. All right, okay. Ahead. So myo is muscle, and fascia, I'll explain what that is. It's a connective tissue. It's in our body from all the way from head to toe.
Okay.
It's one continuous unit. It kind of flows like an ocean. It's always moving. We're not aware of it. It's like in our subconscious. And it's very hard to prove. There's not much research on this. It's not shown up on x-ray, MRIs, CT scans, nothing.
Wow.
Because who do we figure out scientific research from? Dead people, right?
Right.
Autopsies.
Yep, yep.
And our fascia is only living and breathing when we are.
Okay.
And so if you think of fascia as if you've ever seen a butchered animal, mm-hmm. You'll see that like white thin lining over like the muscle.
Right.
And that is fascia.
Oh, okay.
So John Barnes has gotten a lot of pushback from a lot of different healthcare settings because there's no research. But he said the research is in the proof of the results for patients getting better. That's all he can say.
Okay, good.
So, and so I've been doing this. It'll be 2 years in April, and I'm getting better and better about my techniques.
Okay.
And it's just so interesting because I learn something new every day about this, and I'm just loving it. I have patients getting better that have had chronic pain for 50 years.
Wow.
And plus.
Okay.
So
what is the treatment then?
So.
Or am I jumping ahead of myself?
No, okay. No, we're good. So like I said, the fascia's from head to toe. So I'll find an area of pain. Let's say you come in for low back pain. Okay. So
I have shoulder pain here now.
We can start with the shoulder. Okay. So let's say you come in for shoulder pain. So we would assess whether your pain issue is it joint? Physical therapists do this, not me. But is it joint related? Is it muscle related? Is it flexibility related? You know, what is the underlying cause?
Okay.
And sometimes it's fascial related, and that's what they'll send those patients to me then.
Okay.
Since I'm the only one that does that in Madison right now. So so basically the treatment, we do a cross hand technique. So my hands are crossing, or sometimes I have to use fingertips if it's like a smaller area, like a shoulder.
Okay.
And it's all by feeling in my hands.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You can feel something?
Yeah. So you begin with the area of pain, and I do a sustained hold, a sustained pressure.
Okay.
And I don't have to go very deep because, like I said, it's lying over the muscle.
Okay.
And so I'll hold that technique for about 3 to 5 minutes. And I always tell patients, I'm sorry that I'm not moving, but that's the awesome part about myofascial is you're getting to the deep barriers of resistance. And so I'll hold that technique. And then whenever my hands start moving, that's the fascia releasing.
Releasing. Wow.
And so fascia's from head to toe. So just because you have a shoulder issue doesn't mean that the source of your pain maybe isn't coming from your neck or your mid-back or the top of your head at your scalp.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting, Susan.
It's so interesting. It's so fun.
It is.
Yep.
And you said, is this kind of a recent study or a long time ago?
It's been,
like you said,
it's been around for a long time.
Okay.
John Barnes has two healing centers, one in Sedona, Arizona, and the other one in Pennsylvania, Washington.
Okay.
And so he's been doing this for a long time. But you know how when like the East and West Coast like start to get like like the new trend of an outfit or something, and it takes quite a while for
to get into
the Midwest. And that's holds true for this then as well.
Awesome.
So
you just get back to the technique. You just hold pressure on the fascia.
Yep.
And how do you know when to start moving away from that then?
My hands start moving. I can feel the release of the pressure.
Oh, you can feel the release. Oh,
I can
that's
feel
interesting.
The release.
So that relieves pain then? Mainly or what?
It releases the fascia. And so the fascia is three-dimensional. It's very deep.
Okay.
It's deep within the fascia.
Okay.
Not within your body, but within the fascia. And there's multiple layers that crisscross. And so I do about a 45-minute session of trying to release the fascia, because I'll hit one barrier. I'll start with a barrier, mm-hmm. and then it'll move. And then it'll. I'm always searching for the next barrier.
Okay.
And the next barrier and the next barrier.
Gotcha.
So it sometimes, oftentimes goes back and we'll do several repeats.
Okay. Gotcha.
And there's different techniques too. It's called, there's shimmering, there's tapping. So I'll do like some tapping,
right.
or some shaking over the tissue too, because okay. that's about when the release of the fascia is really working, is when it starts to do some of that rhythmic pattern, kind of like an ocean wave it's constantly moving.
Wow. Very interesting. So you've seen a lot of success in this then with
yes.
your patients.
Yeah. And, you know, just like anything, it's not for everyone.
Right.
And so I have people that don't necessarily like massage. You know, they respond to healing a different way.
Okay.
And that's fine. And so I've had a couple that just didn't respond, and that's fine.
Yep.
And I try to teach them self techniques then as well. So
okay.
after we do a few sessions and they start to really feel what their fascia is,
okay.
then teaching them self techniques with foam rollers, tennis balls.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll try to teach them with my hands over their hands so that they can feel the fascia themselves. But you can self-treat as well. And
awesome.
So I self-treat myself quite a bit.
Okay.
It's helped me a lot.
Awesome.
So, yep.
This is the most interesting wellness ones they have ever done, Susan.
I bet.
It is. I've never heard of this before, but man, you see, you really have a passion for it too.
I do.
So.
Yep.
All right, we just have a couple minutes here. Anything else you'd like to mention?
So there's one interesting fact. So for every square inch that there's a fascial restriction, it can feel like 2,000 pounds of pressure to the patient.
Oh, wow.
Or to the one suffering in pain.
Yep.
So you go into, like, people that I treat, it might be fibromyalgia, headaches, migraines, chronic pain. It can help with acute pains too.
Okay.
And any part of the body.
Okay.
So there's so many more courses that I'd love to go to.
Right.
They're a little bit spendy though.
Okay.
So but there's like women's pelvic health. So it can go into helping with bladder incontinence.
Okay.
And that type of thing too. So I haven't dived into that yet. But right now I'm doing a virtual course online. And once a week for the last 2 months.
All
so
right.
I'm learning self techniques to help people and myself to feel better.
Good. All right, Susan, we're visiting with Susan Clark, a physical therapist assistant.
Yep.
Did I say that right? From Big Stone Therapies. And Susan, wow, I'm going to have my wife listen to this when she gets home. We're going to put this on podcast too. So interesting.
Yeah.
So what do you like about working at Big Stone Therapies?
I like that it's a community. You know, I see patients that I see out in the community.
Yep.
And knowing that you're helping people, you know, and you get that feedback from them. So that's pretty cool. And I get to help family out sometimes too, and friends. And
good.
So.
All right. Well, when we're done here, I have a shoulder issue. I should mention, if people want to contact you, how do they get referred from a doctor, or how does that work?
Yeah, in order for insurance to pay for it, you do need a doctor referral.
Okay.
And then so the doctor makes that referral to us, and then our schedulers will call and schedule an appointment.
Okay.
And our number, if you ever want to reach out, is 320-698-7162. So if anyone just has questions, we're doing a trick-or-treat thing out at on Main Street, and we're giving out some free screens. So like a 30-minute session with a physical therapist. So if you're ever having any troubles with any aches or pains and you want just a therapist for free, no insurance, you can come and we'll schedule an appointment.
All right.
So,
all right, real good, Susan. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Susan Clark, physical therapist assistant from Big Stone Therapies. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.